Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello. Today on the Email Marketing Show, we're discussing six lessons that we learned from launching and growing our own membership site.
Now, when this podcast episode comes to an end, we don't want you to feel like you're alone, sat there with questions and wondering how to do this for your business. So come and hang out in our free Facebook community. Just go to Facebook and search for the Email Marketing Show community. You'll be able to share what you're working on, ask questions, and get stuck into all of the training and the resources there as well. It's just called the Email Marketing Show community.
That's what it's called. Or if you want to, hurl open, I don't know, Chrome or something, and search and just go to robandkennedy.group. That will forward you to it. He tried the healthy snack of peanut butter on an apple yesterday and is very not impressed at all. It's hypnotist Robert Semple.
And he's got a snazzy wireless Bluetooth thermometer that will cook the perfect roast beef. It's mind reader Kennedy.
Oh, what a lovely Christmas gift it was.
A little bit about this magic thermometer you've got.
So basically, imagine it's like a metal jabby thing. Like a, it looks a bit like a stylus. It looks like a little stylus, and you stick it into the beef or whatever meat you're cooking. It's got no wires on it like normal thermometers would. You put the slow cooker lid on, or your cooker, close the door. Connect it to your app. You tell it what meat, how you want it cooked. It tells you when it's ready, how long it's going to take. Flipping amazing. Comes in like a hand-carved wooden box as well, I kid you not. Yes, we are here every single week giving course creators, coaches, and membership site owners everything that you need to use psychology-driven email marketing to be the email marketing hero of your business. And remember, we don't want you missing out on a single episode of this, because we do this every single week, sharing these ideas with you to grow your business with really good email marketing. So make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. That means you'll get an alert every single time we release a new episode every single Wednesday.
And right now, take a photograph, a selfie, or a screenshot of whatever it is you are listening to this on and share it on social media. You can tag us at Rob and Kennedy on pretty much everything and show us what you're doing, or post that lovely photo into the free Email Marketing Show community and share it there. We want to know what you're listening to, what you're loving here on the podcast.
So we're talking about lessons we've learned from launching a membership site. We know a lot of our audience either have membership sites, have thought about running a membership site, or have plans to run a membership site in the coming few months and years. So we thought, do you know what it is? Last year, we launched our membership site, which is called the League of Email Marketing Heroes. And we thought, do you know what it is? We'll take it behind the scenes and share with you six big lessons that we learned about launching that membership site. So bit of a heads up, just give you a bit of a frame about what the League is, so you can see why these six things work and how we ended up learning them. So we thought, one of the big challenges we all have in our businesses is we've got something that we sell. So you've got something you sell, but finding new ways of talking about that on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis is really difficult, especially if you want to do it without becoming really boring, without becoming mundane, without boring yourself, because like, oh, come on, email marketing, I'm so bored of it. So having different campaign structures, having different ways of promoting the same things would be something that we know everyone needs. So we said, do you know what it is? We have loads of different ways we promote stuff. Why don't we give people an entire back catalogue, an entire library of different campaigns they can use, so you can sell your stuff over and over again every single month, have a new way of basically saying the same thing if you needed to. And then why don't we also give you a brand new campaign like that every single month? And then it got bigger, like everything else does. And we said, oh, why don't we have a guest expert every month? And why don't we have two group coaching calls where we actually help people with their email marketing, so you can bring it along and go, look, this is what I'm working on, this is my problem, or what would you do next? So that's what all turned into the League. And then also we added a whole bunch of complete training courses that we should have charged for separately. In fact, we do charge for some of them separately, and we include them in the League as well. So it's everything somebody needs as a person who sells a some kind of coaching, some kind of course, or a membership to make more sales of that. That was kind of our mission, right, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. But we wanted to do it fast. Like, we wanted to turn this round and actually just to get some proof of concept. We wanted to see, would people like what we put in there and would we change some stuff? And we're glad we did it because, you know what? There is definitely stuff that we thought of putting in the first place that we've now realized would have taken it in the wrong direction. And there's stuff that we would never have thought of back in the early days that eventually was important to us. So what we did was we used email for one of the things that you can only use email for. Like, this is one of email's superpowers. Is we created the vague concept of the thing. We just decided this is what it's going to be. This is what it's going to be called. This is what it's going to look like. This is what the members area is going to look like. And we launched it in 3 days. This is the first big lesson. It doesn't have to be finished. You can use email to launch your membership site in a matter of days. And basically the way we did that was we sat down on day one and said, right, what are we going to do and what's it going to look like and what's going to be in it as a concept? Let's create the absolute bare bones of that content. So I think we had one newsletter and probably one video training and that was it. So that was churned out in an afternoon. Kennedy wrote the sales copy while I put the members area together. So if you're on your own, this might take you 6 days instead of three because you can't do all that work that we doubled up, but that's still pretty good. And we literally just started emailing our list about it completely out of the blue. We didn't do any clever pre-launch. We didn't do any clever build-up. We literally just sent probably a week-long campaign saying, we've got this thing. Do you want to come and check it out? Do you want this thing? Do you want to come and check it out? And driving people over to the sales page to go and look at it. And again, email is one of the only ways that you can do that. You have to have an audience or somebody that you can immediately shove that in front of. So it's a really powerful thing. If you're thinking about launching a membership site or you're going to launch a membership site in this next few months, don't like spend months building the whole thing out and trying to get it just right. Instead, just put the bare bones together. In fact, you could get away with just having a sales page somewhere that takes into a thank you page. That's great. We're going to send you the first content in the next couple of days. You know, you can literally have it that bare bones. And then just test the concept. Use email to start driving people to that sales.
So many people like delay getting the proof of concept, finding out whether people will actually pay for this thing and making sales because they're busy. They're still building the membership. I'm still building. We've got loads of friends who are in that phase of, oh, I'm still building it. And I'm like, come on, mate, like sell it to somebody. Let's find out if they actually want it. They like the way you're selling it. Let's find out. And just be honest, by the way, don't be dishonest. Don't be like, hey, this is the best super duper membership ever. Be like, hey, we're launching this new membership. It's going to be launching on X date, which is in like 2 weeks' time. But if you get in before that, part of your email promotion angle is you're getting a discount, you're getting in first, you're part of the founding membership, so get in now. So that's a really good lesson. Give yourself a week to get as much as you can together, be honest in the marketing, be honest in that advertising, and get it launched. And then once you've got some cash in hand, you know people are going to like it, you get in touch with those people and help them to help you shape the content. So yes, it does not have to be finished 3 days to launch. That's the first one. The second lesson we learned was really about when a new member joins your membership, you can use email to give them a really good, slightly custom, not massively customized, but a customized experience so that you signpost each individual person to the content within your membership that is going to help them the most depending on their needs and their situation. So the big challenge with a membership is, for example, as soon as you log into the league, all league members will completely agree with this, there is a lot of stuff in there. There are like, I don't know, 12 or 13 complete email campaigns in there, and they are beasts. There's a lot of stuff to read through there. Then there's like a whole bunch of training videos, and then there's all the Q&A sessions, and then there's all of the guest trainings. There's a lot of content. So expecting somebody to come in and figure out where everything is and what's relevant to them right now is too much of an ask. So what we do instead is we ask people on entry, where are you at? What's your focus right now? And then we put them through an email campaign, an automated email campaign, which we set up once and has been running for months now, which guides them through every few days. Hey, Rob, since your focus is on building your email list right now, have you checked out this particular training? Oh, hey, Sarah, you said that you've got a membership. Here's an email campaign that's really good for selling membership sites, and we use it to sell ours. So just drip feeding that automation, signposting people to different content by just having 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 tops different automations to help people depending on what their needs are right now. It means they get results faster, they stick around for longer, and they're much happier members.
Yeah, and you know what? It doesn't have to be massively complicated. It can be quite straightforward. You just need to be able to figure out which path they're going to go down, put them down that path, and don't oversell it either. Because a lot of the time, actually, your people are in there. They don't need a million emails to tell them what to do. One of the lessons that we have learned along the way is actually our onboarding sequence initially was a bit too heavy. We went a bit too hard. People said, whoa, I just need a little bit more time between those emails so I can actually go and do that thing on my schedule. Just because you sent somebody an email today saying, go and look at this thing, they might flag that and say, oh, I'll have to go and check that out tomorrow. And then tomorrow you're emailing about something else. So just realize that actually sometimes less is more, as long as it's there and it's pushing them in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, the problem you've got there is if you end up with 3 days of stuff that you haven't checked out yet, you might think, I haven't got time to consume all of this stuff in the membership, which is something we've heard a lot because there's a lot of stuff in the league. So spacing those out, what's our spacing at right now, Rob, just to give some people, give everyone a little bit of a more of an idea? I think we've dropped down to every third day, I think, is what we've done.
3 days is when they get an email pretty much, and then they move into the next little segment of the campaign. At some point when we've got it totally refined, we'll absolutely teach our onboarding process inside of the league. We're just refining it right now.
Yeah, we want to just get a bit more data because we only teach stuff that we know absolutely smashes it. Okay, so that's the first two. What was our third lesson of launching the league, Rob?
So one of the things I think a lot of people are guilty of, and we definitely were back in the day, is using email as kind of like a notification once somebody's joined. So once somebody's a member and they're paying you every month, you use email to notify them about the stuff that's coming up. So maybe you've got a live training or a guest workshop or something else, and you email and say, hey, don't forget, the thing is on Friday. Here's the details and here's the link. See you there. And it's very much a notification. That's the equivalent of Facebook emailing you to tell you that somebody's just tagged you in a post.
Someone's just poked you. I used to love it when they used to email you and say, oh, Johnny's just poked you. Love, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Johnny. And so instead, what we want to do is we want to realize that every communication that you have with your members after they join is a marketing communication. It's a sales communication. And so that means you have to treat it like one. So in other words, if you think about our approach to sort of daily email, which I'm sure you've heard us talk about, one of our frameworks is to take a story and a lesson and an offer. Well, you can do that when you're telling your members about this cool thing that's upcoming, because it makes your emails stickier. It makes them more interesting than just there's a thing on Friday. If you've got a new thing every Friday, well, people are going to get too used to the fact there's something every Friday. And they're not really going to pay that much attention to those emails. Whereas if the emails are fun and interesting and educational and entertaining in their own right, then that's going to help you a long way. So when we send emails to our members about the stuff that's coming up, we don't just say, don't forget there's a thing on this day or that new training's now inside the members area. Instead, we'll tell them a story. We'll pull something out of the training. We'll talk about how we met the person who's doing the training if it's a guest. We'll talk about one of the questions we answered on the training last night. So every time we do it, you can pull out something that it could be story, lesson, offer. It could be any of our other frameworks from the daily email strategy. You're basically going to have that stuff. You're going to share it. And again, make your emails more interesting. Effectively, imagine that you are using those emails to sell it to people who aren't already members yet, which we're going to go into in a second. But imagine you were marketing to your members. Imagine your members had to pay to come and attend that. Your email should be that good that they would want to go and do it. So treat every email communication to your paying members like it's trying to resell them.
Which it is. Remember, it really is trying to resell them. Bringing us nice and smoothly onto onto number four, point number four, which is about every single week or every single month, you are almost certainly creating and releasing new content to your members. And the great news is that is giving you brand new angles, brand new stuff to talk about to your email list of non-members. So let's say we've just dropped a new training, which is about how to make sure that you're growing your list with maximum profitability. That's one of our battle plans inside of the league. So there'll be emails around how it's important to our non-members, saying it's really important to make sure you don't run out of money when you're growing your email list. Good news is that's one of the things that's just dropped inside of our membership, the league. Come and join the league. So you sell your membership based on the content of the membership, individual pieces of content. And that means people can go, oh, I'm really interested in that thing. Because people are looking for a reason to join your membership. And it might just happen to be something you release this week, this month, or this quarter is the very thing that hurls them over that thing. So whatever your content is that you're releasing, make sure you use that as the basis to sell non-members into your membership.
Very cool. I love that. And again, it just gives you this unstoppable run of content because you can pull several emails out of each and every one. The fifth lesson that we learned is that we need to have a series of different promotional campaigns to sell the membership from different angles. So obviously we do day-to-day email marketing, what we call our snowball emails. That's like a podcast episode in itself, but like just, you know, our day-to-day emails, but also we run these campaigns which have a beginning, a middle, and an end, like over the course of 3 days or 4 days or 7 days or 10 days, we'll send people to bits of content, which then link to a sales offer, which then have a bonus or something cool to hook people in. And we know that different things appeal to different people. And therefore, we want to give people a vast array of different reasons to pay attention to us. So sometimes we might have a campaign which is all email led and it's just designed to tell people what the league is. But then if they don't buy from that, well, the next campaign might send them to a free video where they go and watch the free video that's got some education in it. And if they go and watch that free video, then we put them down a different route. So we want to make sure that we're constantly, you know, sometimes like we might do a free challenge where people, you know, enroll in this 5-day free challenge. We share a bunch of stuff and at the end we can sell the league. So we want to make sure that we got a whole bunch of different ways to wrap up the league so that people can see it differently, they can understand it differently, and it allows everybody at some point to have seen and heard the thing they need to see or hear in order to make the decision that they're going to actually join. So you want to make sure you have those. We create them as what we call a series of train carriages now. So we run one live, see how it goes to our list. If it goes really well, then we take that and we bolt it into our train carriages, which is the sequence of emails that people go through when they first join our list. And that means that we're always increasing our chances and increasing our opportunities to sell a new member.
Which brings me very good at linking these things together, Rob, because the next point is that these campaigns that you've got should be automated. Now, it's easy to go, well, of course they should be, but it's really, really important that they are automated, they are strung together with automated delays, emails going out. And the reason for that, case in point, would you think about sending a really direct promotional email on the likes of Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, late at night, New Year's Day, Thanksgiving, if you're in that part of the world, Diwali, if that's what you celebrate, like whatever the cultural thing that's celebrated in your part of the world with your market, would you think about consciously sending a really strong promotional email that day? You might be tempted to go, let's just leave it. Let's just give them a day off or just send them a nice, hey, Happy New Year kind of email. We made a sale of our membership, the league, on Christmas Day, and that really struck with us that it's so important to have these things automated because we would not naturally have sent that email. Our snowball daily email that day was not a heavy promotional email for the league because we didn't feel that was appropriate. But the fact that other people were still going through our train carriage emails when they first joined our list, and on that day, Christmas Day, they happened to receive an email that was a direct promotion for the league and they ended up buying from it, meant we make sales even when we are personally not in promotional mode. We might be on holiday. Your email marketing automations are never on holiday. So take your campaigns that work and move them into automations and string them together into what we call train carriages, and they will serve you. It means you make sales. It sounds like that old marketing hype that we all bought into when we were younger, which is you'll make sales when you sleep. Literally, it does happen when you've got automations. So make sure they are automated.
Just to wrap that all up, then there's six amazing things you can do with email to launch and grow your membership site, the lessons we've learned in the last 12 months. The first one is it doesn't have to be finished. Let's face it, a membership site is never finished. You're adding stuff to it all the time. So you might as well have it less finished when you launch it. Make sure you use email to do a really good customized member onboarding. Make sure that you are marketing your live stuff and the new content to your actual members as if they weren't paying for it yet. Then use that as content to sell it to people who are actually not paying for it yet. Make sure you try a series of different promotional campaigns to sell the same thing. And of course, we give you all of our favorites inside the league. So if you want to check that out, just head to emailmarketingheroes.com/league and you'll be able to see everything you get as a member. And of course, take those campaigns, automate them, have them running all of the time inside your business to make your sales every single day.
Lush, if you want to come and talk about how you do these things, share information about what you're doing with your membership and lessons you've learned about launching your membership and running your membership site, we'd love to read them because we're all learning. Like, that's the great thing about this. We are not the gurus high up on a hill. We want to know exactly what it is you're doing. So come and share them in our free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for The Email Marketing Show Community or open up your favorite browser and go to robandkennedy.group and that will forward you to the Facebook group. But let's go into this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
I've got another great one for you this week, Rob. I thought since we're talking about the league this week, we'd pluck out one of our league members because we're constantly critiquing and giving feedback on their emails. So our league member, Gemma Cormack, she teaches small businesses how to do Canva specifically for social media, like Instagram and stuff like that. She's the Canva queen. So she does all that sort of stuff. And she had a cracking subject line just a little while ago, and this was it. I've got to give you this grit. It's I walked the cat by accident. What a great subject line. Taking something that's normal and what's that?
Takes you into a story you just want to hear. But what happened?
Did you accidentally put the lead on the cat and off you went? And then went into a story about how her sister took the dog for a walk, and then after about a mile looked down and realized the cat had followed her all the way on this bloody walk. And then it transitioned into a story about sometimes you feel like you're walking down the path and you're going the right way, but then you realize, actually, I've got the wrong people with me. I've got the wrong things with me. I'm not actually going down the path I thought I was going to. And it's okay to change direction and do and sort of buckle into more of what you need to be doing and getting back to your core. So great one this week. I walked the cat by accident. Thank you to league member Gemma Cormack for this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Now make sure you go ahead and subscribe to The Email Marketing Show on your favorite podcast player, wherever you happen to be listening to us right now, because there's a brand new episode every single week. And we know how busy you are. It would be dead easy to miss. And we don't want you to, because there's brand new advice and tips and strategies about email every single week. And you can share this episode directly on social media. Put this in front of more of your friends and colleagues and fellow business owners to spread the word about fabulous email marketing. Get more of the world doing better email.
That's it for this week. We'll see you next week. We'll be joined by another amazing guest. Can't wait for you to hear it. And please, in trying to make an acronym out of this week's episode.